Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up in about 60 minutes, we're going to get to Get a Grip at 9 o'clock as we always do. But right now, to get more on the Browns preseason finale against the Rams tomorrow, let's go out to the fan hotline and bring in of Cleveland.com, our good friend with us every single Friday. It's Lance Risland, Coach Riz, and he joins us now. Lance, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, how are you, buddy? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We're doing pretty good. Football definitely back in the air, as I know you know. And we're excited because, well, this is going to be the first time the Browns get a look at the first team offense out on the field. So first time we'll see Joe Flacco in game action since 2023. Lance, I'll kick things off and ask you the easy question first. Offense goes out there. We know the Rams starters aren't going to be out there. What do we expect to see from them?
Well, you expect them to be sharp, right? And a couple of things you're looking for is it going to be more 12 personnel? For me, it's going to be, is it more personnel with Fannin? Is it more 11 personnel where they're trying to get that third receiver out there more and kind of rotate Fannin with Njoku? So I'm looking for that. And then I want to see when it's live here, are they continuing with this movement on offense? There's a couple of things on both sides of the ball that I like think have been fantastic. And this movement that they've done has really helped Joe Flacco, Shador, Dylan, all these guys, and it creates a clear picture when they're using all this movement and motion and different types of motion. So I want to see if that continues. And then do they stick with their identity on offense? Are they going to try to be a physical run team, which sometimes can be boring, but it also is like those body punches that we obviously won't see tomorrow against the Rams, but during the year, that's what'll happen third, fourth quarter is if they throw those body punches, they can be in games late. So just kind of see, do they stick to their identity and basically who are they? Because we don't know yet.
So as the Browns go out here and run out the first team offense, is this a game where you need to see or expect to see everybody from the first team? Or are we still going to run through like a normal preseason and get some guys that you think are going to have days off?
Well, obviously I think a guy like Joe Petonio, some guys up front, but even those guys, they'll usually, he likes to practice when you watch him. I love watching him because he likes to be in all the drills and stuff, but maybe an offensive lineman because there's some depth issues possibly there. Those guys, obviously the more reps they get with Bloomgren, the better they'll be. So I wouldn't be shocked if they rested a guy, especially if a guy's got a little bump, a little bruise up front. But I would expect with Flacco being in the game, especially the first 20 to 25 plays, I expect everybody, when your quarterback, who you've named the starter and you named him early, when you do that, that tells me I think they're going to get a look at everybody. Now, could Batonio and a couple guys play maybe 10, 11 snaps? Sure. But you can. I would be shocked if those first two drives, it is an all hands on deck just to see where they're at, timing, operation, et cetera. So I would say at least 10 to 15 plays, you're going to see all the top guys.
Lance, I always like to bring you in for the coach side of things as well. The Browns are rumored to be looking for running backs, as we got from a report earlier on in the week. Hey, they obviously have guys like Dylan Sampson, Jerome Ford. The names in the backfield are not necessarily guys that it's shown that they don't trust, but they clearly feel like they're missing something. Do you get that same feeling? And if so, what is it that you think they're missing right now?
Well, you know, actually, I don't, Jake, and here's why. I think what they're trying to do is more, if you go back to the Denver with Shanahan, maybe, you know, back in the Terrell Davis days, I think this is more about the offensive line physicality than is this running back. And I think the backs they have, including Ford, including Sampson, Junkins, if he's ever there, including Pierre Strong, including Marshall, a guy that I really like who's really kind of shot off the board and for me is going to compete with Strong for that last spot. This is more about the offensive line and those double teams and, you know, that kind of plug and play with the running back where no matter who it is, if he's a quality back, and I think all these guys are quality backs, that they should be able to run the ball and they should be able to get it to second four and or second six after a gain of four. And that's kind of what you're looking for early on is just to make the quarterback's life easier. You got to win first down so the defense can't dictate what you do and they can't do these exotic blitzes and stuff. And they can't do that if you're second five, second and six. So for me, I think the backfield is much better than people get it credit for. Obviously you're always looking to improve if you think you can, but there's also a thing with go with the guys who have been there, go with the guys who have been at practice every day, understand what the offensive linemen are doing, understand how the offensive line blocks. Again, for me, I think these backs are fine. This is more about the offensive line and their physicality and Blumkin getting back to what Callahan and what Stefanski has done for years.
So you talk about the offensive line. I mean, is there any concern there for the run game? We know how heavily this offense is going to hinge on being able to run the ball to find success.
Well, you know, I was talking about this yesterday, and it's been a tough go for the offensive line, and here's why. First of all, the Browns defensive tackles, Collins and Graham and Shelby Harrison, these guys are all upfield in this short scheme. So if you're looking to double team and looking to, like, get back to your physicality, that's a really tough scheme to do it against. That scheme is more like kick out, traps, counters, because they're getting upfield, and it's really hard to double team a guy who's just taking a gap with reckless abandon. Double teams happen more with guys who are two gapping or play along the line of scrimmage. Then they go to Philadelphia and they just go against these creatures inside. I mean, Allen and these guys are just, I mean, they're big out there. They're like, it was staggering. You couldn't move them. So as they get going here against the Rams, they're going to hopefully you see these double teams come along a little bit. Hopefully you see this movement. And for me, that's all they've kind of stuck with it. And my favorite play calls from last week were after completions, they went right back to the run. They went right back to wide zone, right back to power, which tells me they're sticking with that identity. But no, I don't have a lot of concerns about this offensive line. I just want to see them all together against, this is arguably the two toughest teams to run the ball against in the league will be the Eagles and the Browns. So the Browns offensive line should be ready to go when they face a team that's not as elite up front.
Lance Reisen, Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. Let's talk quarterbacks for a second, Lance. Joe Flacco, like we talked about, going to be in the game for that 20 to 25 snaps that Kevin Stefanski laid out. Should there be any concern from Browns fans of regression from Joe compared to what they saw in 2023, whether that be age bringing him back or just the sample size that they got in 2023 not translating to what they're going to see early on this year?
Well, I think he's going to be better. And people are like, what do you mean he's better? But I think he's going to, why? Because I think he's going to protect the ball better. I really do. And because I think he knows this defense is really, really strong. In fact, I think this defense can be better than the 23 version, even though that 23 version was outstanding. This defensive line is elite. So I don't think he takes a step back at all. The things that he does, he throws the ball from the pocket. He's not a guy who relies on his movement skills. He relies on movement within that pocket, that 1 to 3 yard range. I think he's been outstanding doing that. He looks really fresh at practice. He doesn't look 40 in terms of like the regression. But remember, for me, I don't think you'll see that regression because he's not relying on his athletic ability, even if it's just within the pocket, right? His arm is just as good as it was in 23, if not better, because he's fresh. So I think because he has a handle on the offense, he didn't come in, when he came in and just had, even though he did really well, I think he's even going to be better. Now, it depends on, can they get the run game going? Can they do some things that allow him to stretch the ball downfield because they're crowding the box to stop the run and then he can hit Judy over top or Njoku on a drag or something like that. So obviously it's hinging on that run game, but I'd be shocked if he's not as good or better than he was in 23 just because he did it. He looks fresh. He didn't play a ton last year. And he seems really, really confident and poised right now watching him every day at practice. So I look for him to be pretty solid early on for sure.
So I thought it was interesting. You said that you think he's going to protect the ball more. What does it look like to you? Is that, less deep shots that fans sort of fell in love with? Or is that just being a little bit more selective? Can you find that balance without almost not completely taking it out, but limiting it severely?
Well, once again, for me, Jake, that comes down to – so if you win on first down, so let's say Browns run the ball well and they get to second and five. Now the defense has to play regular. Now you can play action and take a shot over the top where you don't have most likely you won't have two high safeties back there because they're thinking they got to stop the run. So that winning on first down is crucial because it'll allow him to not see so many defenders. It's really a numbers game, right? They got to stop the run. There's less people to cover. It really, that's what it really comes down to. The other thing that I think he will do very well is that on third down and eight plus, that's kind of always been the motto for me and offense coordinators. If you're third and eight plus, do you try to pick it up or do you be safe? And I think for the Browns, a lot of times Kevin Stefanski, who's super aggressive, tries to pick those things up. Well, for me, maybe that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At this year is the time you run the ball and then you get it. And people don't always like to hear that. And you don't have to do it all the time. But if you make an offense in the NFL have to go 90 yards against defense consistently, that's going to be really hard to score on. That's going to be really hard. So you can punt the ball on third and eight, punt it deep, maybe get a three and out, and then even get better field position if you can hold the other team to a three and out. And that's what I mean by protecting the ball, is being smart on third and eight plus, making sure that if you're taking those shots, you take those shots early at first and second down when that defense is crowding the box, and you can get some one-on-ones deep with your Judy, Njoku, et cetera. So that's what I think he'll do even better this time around.
All right, Lance, talk to me about the rookie quarterbacks. They're obviously both going to most likely get an opportunity to play in this game. A bigger game for Shador, bigger game for Dylan Gabriel.
Well, I think the pressure is off, right? So for some reason, I was just looking at my stuff. I wrote something on January 17th and something on January 29th on both of those guys, just how I thought they fit pretty well this Stefanski offense. And I still think they fit pretty well against Stefanski in this scheme. But it's really not Dylan Gabriel versus Shador Sanders, and that's kind of what I've been expressing to people. This is about them pushing each other and trying to find the right guy, right? That's why Pickett's here. That's why all these guys, they're trying, and I give them credit for trying to find the right guy. I think they've both done really, really well. If you think about the pressure each of those guys were in when they got their starts, they did fantastic. Now, I think, it's one of those things. I think Dylan is a little bit more maybe a little bit more polished, a little bit more boring. Maybe he doesn't create as many big plays, but maybe safer, where Shador's maybe higher ceiling. There's a bunch of different ways to look at it. But for me, watching them every day from every throw from rookie camp till now, you can see the progression with their footwork. You can see the progression with their setting pass protections, being underneath center, being in the gun, throwing on the run, throwing from different launch points, canning plays and easing plays, getting into other run plays because they understand the defense they're seeing, finding the windows. If there's been one thing that has hurt, like Dylan, for example, is he had three or four days that were really, really poor accuracy. I think Shador has done a wonderful job with the reps he's gotten, which it hasn't been a ton for whatever reason. I think it's a big game for both of them, but I think there's also a little pressure off because Flacco's been named the starter. Now these guys can develop and learn this offense and learn the intricacies of it. And then the best guy wins. And I don't think it's a bad thing to have two guys that are really good. That'll only make them better. So I think it's a very important game for both of them. Probably a little bit more for Dylan because he's been healthier. It's hard, you know, it'd be hard for Shador because he hasn't practiced a ton. He may have a little rust on those first couple drives.
Again, Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com with us on the hotline. Lance, we obviously all heard the comments that Dylan Gabriel made on the broadcast in the last preseason game against the Eagles. We heard yesterday Shador's sort of follow-up to those things. I guess when we go back and look at it now, if you have quarterbacks in the room, is it important from a team perspective that those guys are, you know, buddy buddies and are all getting along? Or is it okay if there's a little, you know, head buddy in that room? Obviously not causing legitimate tension on the team, but if they don't get along the best, could that be a good thing in terms of a competition especially?
Well, I think what they're doing a good job of Jake, as you say that, is because I don't think we'd ever really know that because none of us would ever be in that meeting. But I will say this. When you watch them out at practice, their interactions are for the Browns. And what I mean by that is that everybody, when there's a rep going on, even when Flacco, I felt like he was kind of frustrated early on in camp because he wasn't getting a ton of reps, he was still coaching those guys up as they came off. They all ask each other questions. They all communicate with each other. No one is standoffish. You know, the thing that people haven't talked enough about for me with Shador and Dylan is how coachable they are, how their body language is so fantastic every single day, every single rep, whether they're playing well or whatever it may be. They high-five each other. So I don't know if they're best of friends. I think, obviously, they're in a heated competition to be an NFL starting quarterback, and that can cause some tension at times. But I have not seen that with them on the field. Their body language is all about the Browns, and it's kind of like – it's almost like golf with them right now. They have to figure out themselves before they can kind of make everybody else around them better, and I think that's where they're at. They're still in the process of, I have to be able to do my job before I can make everybody else better, kind of like where Flacco's at in year 18. So I've been very impressed with their body language, how they carry themselves. They throw the ball well. They seem to process very well. They're so mature in their interviews. So like I said, the competition, I don't think it hurts to have competition. And I think there's a fine line between, you know, thinking you're very good and just feeling that you can compete at this level. And I think both those guys just think, you know, they belong at this level and they're going to prove it. And that's kind of what I see every day in practice.
Lance, outside the quarterbacks, Isaiah Bond going to be getting some work in this game. What's the earliest you think he could be legitimately involved with the first team offense in the regular season? Does that start week one or does it have to be later down the line?
No, I think you can get a package for him, right? Because what he brings, without question, he's not an elite route runner yet, but he's got elite skills. He can suddenly switch. He's a 4.3 guy. He's a high school track guy. He's a legit football fast guy, not only track guy. So what you can do early on is you can get him those quick bubble screens. You can just create touches for him. And right now, for me, until he learns the system, it's just like it's at all levels of football. But there's football players and then there's position players. And guys, sometimes when you're an athlete, you're just a football player. So you got to find touches, right? So depending on the coverage they see, depending on what formations, you know, Stefanski has in, all that kind of stuff, they can create a little bit of a package for him just to use that speed. It might be simply, hey, you're going to put him in the slot and you're going to take the free safety out with that speed so you can work underneath. But there's some things that they, you know, they can take 10 to 15 plays and really kind of master that with him and just be in a package just so they can use that speed. And then obviously you just build on that. But once again, you don't want a guy thinking too much, right? And he hasn't been here very long, so it's got to be very basic stuff. Maybe he can return a kick. Maybe he can get a reverse. Maybe he can run the bubble screen. Simple things that just allow a touch in space. You don't worry about what position he's at. You just worry about where he can touch the ball in space and use that speed.
I like it, Lance. I'll get you one more. Probably the most important question of the interview. I'm coming off of a sickness right before football season gets right underway. Is this good luck that I'm getting it out of the way now, so hopefully I won't have to deal with it later? Or is this a bad omen right before it starts and I get sick?
Oh, no, I think it's a good thing, right? You're getting it out of you. You got a busy schedule coming up. We'll all be working. We'll all be grinding. No, I think it's a good thing. You're getting it out of your system, and then you'll be ready to go for the long 17 weeks, hopefully more. But, no, I think it's a good thing, Jake. You're getting it out of the system. It's done now. You're ready to go.
I knew you'd take the positive route, Lance. I appreciate you a ton setting aside the time, as always, and excited to keep talking as we roll on right away from football season just a couple weeks away now.
Absolutely, bud. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep, no doubt about it. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline. When we come back, we'll react to what Lance had to say as well. You start looking at quarterbacks and you look at Joe. Is it going to be as great as it was in 2023? 216-474-0092 coming up in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.